Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio, folks. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're joined by Mikey Weinstein, who's just with us for one more segment that he has to run. Before you go, Mike, I was just wondering, Mikey, I'm sure you've heard of Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Have you ever done any work together with them? They share the same philosophy. Have you ever gotten together with those guys, done anything jointly to try to get some action?
Oh, very much so. I mean, we first started with them, 3 years ago, and we actually put together a 14-page single-spaced letter to Secretary Rumsfeld demanding an immediate investigation at the Air Force Academy. It was delivered on a Friday in April, and by the following Monday, they'd assembled a task force to go out there. Of course, they whitewashed the whole thing, but there's lots of great groups out there, the ACLU, the ADL, Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, People for the American Way, the Southern Poverty Law Center. I belong to all of them, but we're the only group, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, again at militaryreligiousfreedom.org, Charles, that we focus with laser-like precision, like I said, where all the nukes are. We had a luncheon last Monday. A week ago last Monday in Washington, D.C., which was our annual Thomas Jefferson Awards luncheon, we gave an award to Chris Hedges, who's done the book American Fascist, The Christian Right on the War in America, and a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force who's one of our main supporters inside of the apparatus, or apparatchik, I should say, of the Air Force. And we had a whole table at the Phoenix Park Hotel on Capitol Hill. I think we had 11 people from Americans United there. We're extremely close with them.
That's great. So, I mean, have you had any successes, any strides forward that you've made as yet? Or?
Every time something happens, like I said, we've had thousands of troops come to us, the overwhelming majority of them being Protestant and Catholic. We can call a commander, we go to the news, and like a weed whacker, they immediately stop doing the bad behavior, but then weeds come back 5 or 6 days later. So,
right. Relentless.
Right. We've been in federal court once. We are very close to going back in again, this time with a tour de force lawsuit, regarding this. And if you, again, go to the website, you'll see everything that we're doing, militaryreligiousfreedom.org, because we have to lay down a withering field of fire, kick ass, take names, take no prisoners, and leave sucking chest wounds on this unconstitutional darkness.
Absolutely. Yeah, guys, check out that website. Give your support any way you can, because this is something that concerns all of us. If not, we're going to wind up under a more evil system of tyranny than what they had in the Dark Ages. I mean, this is where they want to take us. It's incredible. You can actually sense the anger and the hatred that they have, can't you? I mean, you can tell that these guys are just waiting for laws to be passed. They'll be taking up stones again, or you know, strapping you to a stake and lighting you on fire. I mean, you can really sense.
You're right. It's really very palpable. I mean, let me tell you something. In this country in 1935, we had an event that occurred. Sinclair Lewis became the first American. He wrote a book in 1935 called It Can't Happen Here, as fascism was just swamping the globe. He talked about it, and he wrote this book. He became the first American ever to win the Nobel Prize in Literature. So he was very celebrated. He went over to Germany in 1939 to personally observe fascism for a while. He came back to America, held a press conference, and everyone watched and said, "Well, what did you see over there?" And he said, "Listen to me. Let me tell you what I saw over there." He said, "I saw fascism. And not if, Charles, but when fascism comes to America, it'll be wrapped in the American flag, carrying a cross." 14 years later, in the midst of the Cold War, an American soldier by the name of General Douglas MacArthur made the statement that symbolism is extremely important to the American fighting machine, and its two most important symbols are the American flag and the cross.
Interesting. And here we go. History does repeat itself, guys. And you know the old saying, those who don't know history are condemned to repeat it. I'm afraid Americans today have been systematically dumbed down. They don't know the dangers, because they don't know history. They don't know what this has done
to us.
Look,
the average American cannot tell you the difference between a senator and a congressman. Again, they, years ago, they stopped teaching the balance of powers. We've lost posse comitatus and the habeas corpus. This president has been doing all of this. And look, ultimately, we got to do what Benjamin Franklin said. We got to preserve the republic if we can keep it.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. Well, I guess that's all the time we got, huh? You got to run. But I want to thank you for coming on, and we'll have you on again sometime.
I sure appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Be well, Charles.
Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, welcome back to Truth Hurts, folks. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Our guest had to leave a little bit early today. But very interesting stuff. I'll have to get him on again. Understand, guys, that, you know, the group he works with and others like it, you know, Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, there are both religious and non-religious people who belong to groups like this. There's Christians, there's Jews, there's Muslims, and there's outright atheists, agnostics, you name it. It's not that they are antagonistic toward religion, they just don't want religion mixed with the government. A great many people who belong to these groups are religious, but they recognize that religion and government is a toxic combination that has always and only always will ever bring nothing but disaster upon those who are under its control. I mean, again, look at the Dark Ages. Look at not just the Dark Ages, any period in history when religion has united with government. It's been a hideous nightmare. You know, look at what went on in the Roman Empire, in the Greek Empire. People were crushed, you know, sacrificed to the gods. When you lost in battle, you were sacrificed. You know, everything was driven by this ridiculously fanatic religious ideology. And today, it's no different. I don't care what the religion is, it doesn't matter. The end result has always been the same. And it really astonishes me when you see these Christian wannabes trying to unite church and state, because again, the one they profess to follow, Christ, never taught such an idea. Again, Christ said this, you know, my kingdom is not of this world. He made it very clear. That was the whole problem with Judas, if you recall. Judas, you know, became a follower of Christ, or professed to be anyway, because he wanted to ride his coattails into glory. He thought that Christ was going to set up some earthly kingdom here, and that he was going to be his right-hand man and reap the benefits, you know, have a huge fortune, nice oceanfront property by the Sea of Galilee or whatever, or on, you know, the Mediterranean. He thought he was going to be his one of his top commanders. And whenever he found out that, you know, oh, wait, this guy isn't that kind of king. He's not going to have a palace. I'm not going to be one of his top advisors and be able to exercise authority and be bowed before as I walk through towns and have money thrown at me. Well, I'm going to turn him in. That's what he did. Judas sold him out. But, you know, that's what these people are doing. They're Judases. They think that this is going to bring glory for them and personal gain and profit. Well, you know, for a great many of them, it already has, hasn't it? Pat Robertson and Hagee and all these other hucksters. Well, they're making big bucks. But that's not enough for them. They want power, you see. When you've already got all the money in the world you could ever muster up, the next thing they'll lust after is power. And so they're using religion as a means to gain more power. They've already got all the money they could ever want. Understand, guys, these people are not religious. Well, maybe they are, but the kind of religion they embrace is not the one they're telling you. They're certainly not Christian. They like their religion led by the deity with fangs, horns, and claws. And quite literally, Pat Robertson, folks, is a Mason, okay? I'm going to do a show sometime on Masonic symbolism and hand signals, and you see these guys doing it all the time. Benny Hinn is another one. They make the sign of the two-horned god Baphomet, i.e. the devil. They actually make the symbol for the devil. It's you make a fist, you fold your thumb over, and then you put up your pointer and your pinky finger. That's the symbol of the devil. I've seen Pat Robertson do this while in prayer, nonetheless. Isn't that interesting? Obviously, he's praying to a different god than the one he wants you to think. These guys are New World Order whores. You know, pawning themselves off as Christians and getting you to sucker you into following them, to supporting them, not only financially, but just backing up their agenda, thinking that it's something godly, something good and wholesome. They're evil, plain and simple. You know, when he talked about, some Christians have quoted to him, you know, Jesus said, I came not to bring peace, but a sword. That's a famous quote. They love to cite that. And, you know, you have to wonder, why would they quote that in that context? What do they mean by that? Do they want to take a sword to you if you don't agree with them? Is that really what they're saying? I'll tell you now, that is what they're saying. They want, and they're just waiting for laws to be passed that will legalize this so they can get away with it. And they'll do it, guys. These people, they'll take up stones. They'll stone you. You ever run into them? Do you ever deal with them? They're filled with hate. They're absolutely hateful people. What did Jesus say? By this shall all men know you're my disciples, when you have love one for another. Oh, they got lots of love, don't they? It's disgusting. They're the antithesis of what Christianity is supposed to be. And they talk about how evil radical Muslim Islam is. Give me a break. Radical Islam has nothing up on them when it comes to evil and hypocrisy and lies and phony religion. Using religion for a corrupt agenda. They cornered the market on that one. But just so there's no confusion, when Jesus said, I came not to bring peace but a sword, as always, they never quote that thing in its context. He went on to say that in following him, your own family will be against you. Members of his own household will be his own enemies. He was not talking a literal sword. He was simply saying that when you follow him, people are going to turn against you. And even your own family is going to do it. So he's talking metaphorically. It's like a sword. You know, it's going to cut up family relationships, because you might have people in your family that are totally unreligious and don't want anything to do with God. Maybe have some personal vendetta against God, and so they'll wind up hating you There's your sword. It has nothing to do with a literal sword. Peter, if you recall, they like to quote the Bible so much. How come they don't quote this? In the Garden of Gethsemane, when Judas came with the troops to apprehend Christ so he could be crucified, Peter pulled his sword out of its sheath and cut off the one of the ears of one of the soldiers. Jesus proceeded to touch the man's ear to heal it, and then he scolded Peter. He said, "Those who live by the sword will die by the sword." He was telling Peter, if you want to be one of my followers, you cannot be using your sword, to harm people or kill people. I don't stand for that. I'm not a man of war and violence. Very interesting. And yet they'll quote passages like that. You know, Jesus talked in metaphorical language very often. He said, "I am the vine, you're the branches." I don't see them quoting that to imply that, we should plant our feet in the ground and start growing leaves on our arms and grapes. Yeah, they quote it to suit their interests. They don't look at it for what it really means. They twist it to make it mean what they want it to mean. So anyway, I wanted to talk some more. I wish he was able to stay long. I wanted to ask him, about the 501c3 thing and talk more about the faith-based initiative fraud. For those that don't know, that this is a program Bush created to bribe the big-name churches, to keep them compliant, to keep them in bed with the government. They already are through the 501c3 tax exempt. I'm going to go into this stuff in more detail in a future show, but for those that don't know, the government pulled this fiasco decades ago. They started back in the late 1960s. It whipped into gear in the early 70s, and before too long, all churches signed up for it, to the point now where all churches are compelled to have, under the IRS tax code section 501c3, all churches are required, quote unquote, that's what they tell them anyway, but there's actually no law that requires this. They just tell them that there is, but there isn't. But they tell them that in order to be tax exempt as a religious institution, i.e. church, they have to register with the government under the IRS code section 501c3. Well, you do a little digging, like people like Peter Kershaw have done, who have written has written several books on this subject. Sanctuary of Silence is one I recommend. Very interesting book. He talks about how the churches have been silenced. Churches are not able anymore to speak out against government corruption, or they'll lose their tax-exempt status. Some of you might recall a few years back, in fact, this was under Bush, in January 2001, one of the first things Bush did under his watch is he had federal troops go in to Indianapolis, Indiana. It was the largest Baptist church in the country. They had 25, 30, somewhat thousand members. And the feds went in, shut the thing down, ordered the people out, bolted the doors, and told them they could not reopen for services until they registered as a 501c3 tax-exempt corporation. Isn't that interesting? There's no law that requires churches to do that. As a matter of fact, to be tax-exempt, just being a church already makes you tax-exempt under the Constitution. You don't need a 501c3. Your license to be tax-exempt is the Constitution. Why do they do this? Because under the 501c3 designation, they become creations of the government. They have entered into a contract with the federal government and thus become subservient to Caesar, if you will. And under that contractual agreement, they are required not to become politically active, not to speak. Well, they can become politically active if they're supporting the government, of course, absolutely. They cannot become politically active to protest the government. And, they can't endorse a certain candidate unless, of course, the government approves. But they're not allowed to speak against the government, folks, or they'll have their doors shut. The 501c3 enables the government to do that through the contractual agreement they have suckered these churches into signing. And you know how they got them to do it? Listen to the shenanigans that went on here. The government offered the churches a deal. I'll talk about that when we get back. Stick with us, folks. Short break. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio, folks. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. So, yeah, I was talking about the 501c3 fiasco and how the government suckered the churches into signing up for this. Actually, they didn't really sucker them. They did it, willingly, anxiously. The government held out a dangling piece of meat in front of them that they just couldn't resist. They offered them a deal they couldn't refuse. They said, hey, look, we know you're already tax exempt, but look at the benefits. If you signed up today for 501c3 tax exempt status, look what it's going to do for you. You will be able to tell your contributing members that they can write off their contributions on their taxes, and then they can get that money back at the end of the year. And you can just imagine, with the dollar signs in their eyes, yeah, our congregation members are more likely to give bigger donations if they know they can get the money back at the end of the year. What a great idea. Sign me up today. And so this is how it worked. One after another started catching on. They realized, oh, yeah, hey, look it. The Worldwide Church of God is getting more money than we are. How come? Oh, it's because of that new deal they signed up with the government. All right, sign me up, too. You see what went on here. So the next thing you know, they all got suckered in. They're all doing it. They're climbing over each other to get to the IRS's front doorstep to sign up for this. And then once everybody or most everybody has gotten aboard, now the urban legend emerges that this is the law, that you have to do it. This is how they did this with the income tax fraud guys, or the wage tax, I should say. That's how they suckered people in. During World War II, as far as individual citizens go, you know, they were charging them, charging businesses wage tax or income tax prior to that, you know, going back to 1913. But they began charging this to American citizens, individual citizens, beginning in World War II through the so-called victory tax. Look at the propaganda there. Oh, you want America to be victorious in the war, don't you? You want to support our troops, don't you? Well, you better pay the income tax. And, of course, it was only like 5%. It wasn't that much, so people didn't complain. And they were assured that, yeah, it's a minor inconvenience, but after the war, this tax will disappear. Well, of course, that didn't happen. The tax continued on, and it, you know, raised higher and higher. They took more and more and more. And after a while, the illusion was created, because so many people had been doing it for so long, the illusion was created that this is required. It's a given. And, of course, the IRS would threaten you to, you know, kick your front door in and drag you away if you didn't pay. And that's what they do with the big churches now. You don't pay if you're not a 501c3, you're going to get your door kicked in. You're going to have your church shut down. And so this is exactly what's been going on. And that's why they were able to do what they did to that Baptist temple in Indianapolis. They shut them down, folks, told them you have to get a 501c3. And they said, no, there's no law that requires us. But you know what? It didn't matter. You know, they got the guns on their side. It's an intimidation game to give them control. So now with all the churches out there, and I really have to call them steepled corporations, because that's all they are, by legal definition and by biblical definition. They're not churches. They don't meet the biblical definition of a church or the legal definition. They are literally corporations, very profitable ones at that. You know, they have the non-profit status, but we all know how that works, don't we? All the non-profits make enormous profits. But, you know, they just can't show that the institution is making a profit. So what do? All that overhead, they just stuff it in their pockets. As long as the institution isn't making a profit. I mean, that's all these things are about, guys. But the boys at the top, you look at them, they're making whopping amounts of money. Hey, look, the college I went to, the seminary there, they used to deliberately let their buildings break down. They would never fix the roof. They'd let the roof leak. And then they'd cry poverty, so people could donate money so they could fix the roof and never have to dip into their pockets to pay it out. Do you see what I'm saying? Religious institutions do this all the time. Don't let them fool you. They got plenty of money. They always cry poverty, though, so that they can get more money to help fix the stuff. I mean, think about it. Why dip into my pockets when I can rely on more contributions from the gullible, i.e. faithful, excuse me, you know? I'll just tell them we're strapped out. We don't have any money when your bank account is big enough to choke 1,000 horses. But by crying poverty and letting the buildings break down, you know you're going to get more donations. Then you can use those special funds that you've set aside just for that. And you don't have to worry about cutting back on your trips to the Caribbean and your early retirement plan and your church-subsidized mortgage on your home and your kids' tuition paid for in the private schools run by the church. You get it? That's how it works. Like it or not, baby, that's how it works. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I know I get some listeners out there saying, oh, not my church. No. The others might do that, but not mine. They're all the same, boys and girls. Jesus didn't come to establish an institution. If you actually read what he said, he made it very clear that his church wasn't to function that way. He said the nations have kings that exercise authority over them. I'm glad I was a theology major, because I can expose these hucksters using their own Bible that they profess to follow. Jesus said the nations have kings that exercise authority over them. It will not be that way among you. He that is greatest among you, let him be your servant. And lo and behold, in direct opposition to that explicit command Christ gave, all these big-name churches today do the very opposite of that. They do concentrate power and money in the hands of a few and lord over the many. The few lord over the many, the very opposite of what he said. They're all frauds. They're living in rebellion against the one they profess to be obeying. Oh, what a scam. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Okay, welcome back to True Threats, folks. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Folks, if you're tired of playing foolish games, it's time to pull out of these religious steepled corporations. They're taking you for a ride. Sorry to tell you, but that's reality. Truth does hurt. Truth sucks, basically. But like I always say, wouldn't you rather swallow the bitter pill than the sweet one? The bitter truth and the sweet lie? The truth goes down bitter, but it does settle nicely in your stomach. Whereas the lie, oh, it's so sweet. But when it hits your belly, it's a deadly poison. So it's up to you. A little pain now and gain later. Or what seems to be gain now, but death later. I mean, these institutions will kill you in more ways than one. They'll rot your soul right out. It's just look at some of these mindless drones that follow organized religion. They're not even human. They don't have the capacity to think, to reason. The lights are on, but nobody's home. They'd be better off if they were drug addicts on the street. They'd still have somewhat of their brain left. But when organized religion gets through with people, they're mindless. There's no hope. A lobotomy can't even save them. Literally, it's like a non-surgical brain transplant. It's incredible. Transplant, nothing. They've removed the brain. There's nothing there. Oh, I don't know. It's just so sad. It's so disgusting. I've dealt with enough of these people over the years, and quite frankly, they scare me. I mean, their ignorance is what enables, what facilitates the kind of corruption we're seeing in this country right now. They're actually supporting Bush like a man of God. You've got to be kidding me. The Germans did this with Hitler, too, by the way, folks. The religious world hailed Hitler as a great man of God. You know, he often evoked the Creator, the Almighty. And they fell for it. The religious world as a whole thought that this man was actually ordained by God and rallied behind in support of him. You know, and after all, he signed a concordat with the Vatican, so it seemed like, oh, he had great respect for religion, and, you know, he did whatever it took to climb the ranks and gain the support of his gullible followers and gullible supporters, and it worked. And lo and behold, thank God, you know, Bush has a minority support today. Most people have woken up, but in the religious world, boy, I tell you, it's really scary stuff. Anyway, yeah, I just want to remind people, if you want to call in here, you have any questions, comments, even if you disagree with me, that's fine. In fact, I prefer that you call if you disagree with me. You can call in the toll-free number, 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. You know, I'd like to hear your comments. What do you think of the guests that we had? You know, do you think this is a good thing that our troops are getting religion crammed down their throats? Do you think it's a good thing that the state and church are reuniting? Do you think it's a good thing that we have faith-based initiative where the government is giving generous handout checks to religious institutions, otherwise known as churches, steeple-filled corporations, I call them, which makes them even more compliant with the government? It's not bad enough that they had the 501c3 thing slapped on them. Now they've got this faith-based initiative program. You want these generous handouts? You better keep your mouth shut or we're going to cut you off. This is how they control academic institutions, guys. They give millions of dollars a year to colleges and universities around the country. And they get them dependent on that money so that, you know, if down the line professors start opening their mouths and exposing government fiascos, they get a phone call at the head office. That's what happened to Stephen Jones, if you don't remember. You know, he's a guy that was a physics professor at BYU. And he started coming out and exposing how, you know, the Twin Towers were taken down with explosives, controlled demolitions. And for a while there, BYU didn't have a problem. But as he became more and more outspoken and gathered more and more of a following and got more and more attention, all of a sudden, just this past September, BYU puts him on paid leave and basically holds the axe over his head and says, shut up or you're not coming back. So he took an early retirement. So, you know, this is how it goes. Obviously, BYU's main office got a phone call. Shut this guy up or we're cutting you off. They can't afford nowadays, especially when they become dependent on that money and built their budget around it. Now to find out they're going to get cut back, oh, no, they won't have it. So, you know, guess who's going to get guess who's going to suffer for that? The one heretical professor that won't keep his mouth shut. Hit the road, shut your mouth, or hit the road. That's how it works. So there's your faith-based initiative in action for you right there. That's how they're controlling the big churches, guys, through the big handouts. They get them used to it. They get them, you know, accustomed to that money coming in. And that's how they shut them up. Anyway, you know, I was talking before about the comment that's so often misquoted by religious nut jobs, and that's what they are. I make no apologies for it. They're nut jobs, folks. They're not any more Christian than the devil himself. And, you know, I do have to say a lot of them are sincere. They're just ignorant, but they're dangerous. They're very dangerous people. We got a caller. Just before I take our call, I wanted to finish this point really quick. You know, for those who quote or, again, misquote the passage, I came not to bring peace but a sword. Again, when they quote it out of context to give it the meaning that they do, you know, that we're to take up the sword for Jesus and crush out the heretics. They forgot to quote, and I can give you the exact reference for this, too. Boy, am I glad I studied theology. John 16, 1 and 2. Jesus actually said, the time is coming, he told his disciples, when they who will kill you will do so because they think that they're doing God service. Isn't that interesting? So much for our evangelical fruitcake fanatic Christian wannabe friends who want us to think that taking up the sword is something Jesus ordained and that to become militant and crush out the heretics that won't convert and conform. Jesus said those who will kill you will think that they do God service. In other words, when you kill people in God's name, you're not doing him service. You're doing service to somebody else, obviously. And guess who that somebody else is, quite apparently? It's the God with the fangs, the horns, and the claws. That's who they serve. Anyway, we got Jesse calling in from California. You there, Jess?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Charlie. I'm not quite calling from California. A little farther east and north.
Did I say California?
Yeah, this is me, baby.
No,
calling
did I
from say... Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada.
I meant to say Canada. Did I really say California?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, shame on me. I must be tired. I actually know Jess. Jess is one of my buds there from Pal Talk. How did I say California? I'm tired today. Don't mind me.
Oh, that's
you
see no worries.
What, you see what talking about religion does to me, Jess?
No, listen. I was thinking to myself, too, when you made that comment about you were really glad that you studied theology. I was like, so was I. Listen, to anyone who can hear me, Charlie has been one of my great, you know, my mentor, really, and to help me along to understand, you know, all of this different stuff, because as we all know, anyone who studied it, it's quite mind-boggling. Listen, no, I called because it is, I just had the most amazing stuff happen in the last 2 days. I've met two really great people who know the things that we know in 2 days, and then through them, I've met about five others, and it's like growing exponentially, and that is just really good news for the truth movement in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. And yeah, I just couldn't believe it. You know, I'm just sitting there and I'm just like, oh my God, somebody who wants to talk about it, somebody who knows what's going on. This is just amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing stuff. And yeah, that's the truth movement is forever growing exponentially. And it's a lot to do with people like you, Charlie. And
well, you too. You're doing a great job up there. Jess is always telling me how you know, been waking up your professors and fellow students, and that's awesome.
We all got to do our part, right? And definitely, like I said, it's just been great news. And now it's like finally I can get some troops on the ground up here. You know what I mean?
I got a great guest coming on in a few weeks, the head of the Canadian,
the Canadian Action Party?
Yeah.
Nice, that's right. That's great, man. That's Colleen, oh no, her name's escaping me. She's a wonderful
woman. Yeah, I forget her name too. I got it written down. But anyway, I talked to her, and yeah, she's going to be coming on and sharing some of the stuff that they're doing up there, waking people up. And of course, she's big with the 9/11 truth thing too.
Oh, yeah, like after I came across that by accident, you know, Googling or whatever, and checked out the site, and I would say to anybody to go check it out, you know, it's just basically the Canadian Action Party, and this is a legitimate party that that is here in Canada, so, you know, by them being an actual legitimate party, that's going to help in, you know, later on when they try and start to come down a little bit harder on us, you know what I'm saying? Because this
right.
gives them a little more legitimacy, as you know what I mean? It's not just a bunch of crackpots here. This is actually, you know, a real political entity. And, yeah, so I was very impressed.
We had a really good talk yesterday, and I'll tell you, it's amazing, guys, the parallels. What's going on up in Canada, it's the same thing that's going on here, the same kind of oppression, government
mm-hmm.
supporting the interest of big business, and
mm-hmm.
It's everywhere.
It is. It's all around us, my friend. But that, hey, look, I'm not scared because I know there are great warriors for truth out there, and we're gonna take them. We're going all the way, baby. We're here. We're going the 15 rounds. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they're
Connie Fogel. Thank you, Nui. Nui just put Connie
yeah,
Fogel.
That's
it. Connie
yep,
Fogel.
That's
all right. Well, listen, I won't keep you. And great show. And listen, man, I love you, okay? I'll talk to you later.
Hey, same here, Jess. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right, guys, we have another call. We got Bill in Idaho. Are you with us, Bill? Welcome to the show.
Yes. Good morning. I wanted to thank the gentleman, well, certainly yourself, trying to get out the truth. What is going on around us every day. I have to mention Canada. It is so amazing. Art Bell had a shill on a number of weeks ago, and this has happened more than once in regard to either 911 or the criminal corruption of fascism within the churches of this country. But we tried calling and calling, and obviously we would be blocked here. Our systems aren't allowed to access their systems nationally. And right at the very end of the question segment of obviously a British gentleman from England talking about how these right-wing radicals had to take their little pink pill, sit down and shut up, and made a lot of fun of everybody and thought it was quite the joke. A valiant and brave patriot from Canada, I don't know how he managed to do it, but he managed to call in and with one call managed to rebut, answer, and make a very compelling case for people to actually pay a little closer attention. And he did it in a nice and professional way. But your issue in regard to this church and state and the 501c3 status, sometime could you please address the other status that is not the corporate status that gives them the tax exempt? Because so many people here, absolutely wonderful people, they are great people here in this town, but they are scared to death. They are all affiliated with these corporate churches, and they will not even listen. The few that are listening have already been involved or already aware that there is a problem. And if you could encourage your audience to get on the phones and tell these criminals that they are committing sedition and treason if they vote for any of this legislation that Herr Bush has now proposed. Could I give you a website so that possibly you would be able to encourage these people once they read this article out of the Idaho Observer? They will know who and what they are opposing. Would it be okay to give a website?
Yeah, it's not a long one, is it? With a bunch of dashes and dots? Cause
make it as quick as possible. It's obviously the HTTP and then the colon and the /// www.proliberty.com/observer/2007/04/05.htm.
All right. Hopefully, people got that. It's a lot to remember, but
maybe.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of resources out there, and I always tell people too. You know, my book Church Inc. I go through every argument out there, pro and con, about organized religion, and prove beyond the shadow of a doubt. And I do it using the Bible, by the way, as well as legal documents, that organized religion not only is not legitimate, it couldn't possibly be. By very nature, it is corrupt.
Well, it's very interesting that you had mentioned the Indianapolis Baptist Temple. Mark Kornke and I were pew mates there. Of course, he ended up getting railroaded and thrown into jail for 7 years of his life and effectively taken out of this battle. It's a total tragedy. But what they did to that church, they did to Pete Peters up in Colorado at La Porte, Colorado, and they are certainly willing at any point to take advantage of a position of at the point of a bayonet to take authority or usurp authority. And if people out there do not believe that we have a demonic influence within these churches, get Dr. Stan on sometime, or Constant Cumby from RadioLiberty.com.
Oh, yeah, she's good, actually. I'm glad you mentioned that, yeah.
Would you get her on sometime? Because
that's a good idea.
If people can hear it from somebody else as a corroborating witness, it says in the Bible, where there would be two, obviously there would be a witness. And it would be a powerful one if people understand how very serious these corporate fascist churches are about misleading and directing people to the gates of hell. They would necessarily appreciate hearing her voice.
I just added her list as you were talking. Yeah, she'd be very good.
Thank you so very much for everything you guys do.
Yeah, thanks for your call.
Would you repeat that web page, maybe? It would be great. I'll leave it with production. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for calling. Yeah, folks, I tell you, there's lots of resources out there. You really need to educate yourself. And as I always tell people, you know, you want to attend a church or be a part of a church, get your own started. That's a big movement today. People are getting home churches. They're having churches right in their own home. That way there, nobody's telling you. No phony huckster minister who's got some axe to grind, a big fat paycheck to secure, or some government bureaucrat wanting to control you. You run the show yourself. Or, you know, if you want to word it that way, God runs the show. But you know, when you go to one of these 501c3 tax-exempt status corporations, you know, guess who's calling the shots? There's an agenda there, folks. And I'll tell you, when I used to work as a student pastor, they used to send prefabricated sermons to me all the time that I was supposed to preach, and I never did. I never went along with it. I would look it over, and there was always some corrupt, sleazy, hidden agenda in there that I knew what they were doing. It's all manipulation. Be right back, folks. One more segment coming up.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, well, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio, guys. Got a few more minutes here. Wow, these 2 hours go by pretty quick. So, you know, here we have a situation where the United States, ever since the early 80s under Reagan, is now exchanging an ambassador with the Vatican. Think about that. You talk about church and state uniting. Why are we engaging in And that's particularly scary because, of course, the Vatican is not just a religious institution. It's a political institution. But its politics obviously operate in conjunction with, you know, its religious ideology. You know, wouldn't you have a problem with the Washington exchanging an ambassador with, you know, Islam, with Mecca? Wouldn't you have a problem with them having an ambassador to the Tibetan monk, the Dalai Lama? You know, I mean, that, come on, you just can't have this. Anyway, interestingly enough, and I mentioned this earlier, but, and again, it doesn't matter if you believe in the Bible or not. It's just most interesting, isn't it, that the book that these Christian wannabe, these hucksters, these religious fruitcakes that want to wed church and state, isn't it interesting that the Bible they profess to follow actually not only does not endorse their philosophy and ideology, but actually the biblical teaching flies in the face of it. The warning that we're given, and it's a very interesting one at that, in the book of Revelation about what would happen in, quote, the last days, is that there would emerge a global system of government in league with a corrupt global system of religion. Isn't that interesting? And that's exactly what we're seeing happening right now. Now, whether you think that Bible prophecy has any legitimacy to it, it doesn't matter here. My point is, these religious bozos are pushing for an agenda that their own Bible condemns and warns about. It warns about a global union forming where a harlot, that's a corrupt church. Remember, in Bible prophecy, you have the symbol given of a pure, chaste virgin representing the true church of Christ. Bequeathed, betrothed to Christ. This woman is pure. She has not messed around with anyone else. She's loyal to Christ alone. She's a chaste virgin. But a harlot would be a corrupt, impure woman who is not faithful to Christ. That's where the symbolism comes from. And in prophecy, a beast represents a corrupt political entity. So you have the symbolism of this harlot riding on the back of a beast. What does it mean? It's talking about a corrupt religious system that would be sitting on the back of a corrupt political system. And guess who's controlling who here? It's not the beast on the back of the woman. It's the woman on the back of the beast. The one who rides on the beast controls the beast and uses the power of the beast to do her bidding. So the picture painted for us in the apocalypse is a corrupt religious institution using a corrupt political power to take it where it wants to go, to steer it here, to steer it there, and lo and behold, isn't this what we are seeing happening right now? This warning we're given is it's of a global nature. It says the nations shall be of one mind and shall give their power over to this beast. And there's the harlot, the religious power, riding on the back of it all, steering the whole thing. Wow. Anyway, guys, we've reached the end of another show. Got a great guest coming on tomorrow. Wanda Piety, again, is going to be back to tell us what's going on with protests she's got lined up in Washington, the trucker union rallies. She's going to give us an update on that, so you don't want to miss it. Stick with us, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
A message for all homeowners.